What is going on, everybody? This is Glenn, and welcome. Glenn! That's my name. All these years I've had my name. 38 years of life, and that's been my name. And I mess up the way that I say it. This is Glenn. But how you guys doing? You having a good week? It's hump day. It's, I guess, it's like pretty much over halfway done for most people. I'm exactly halfway done. But I'm not trying to wish my life away because that would be silly. But anyway, I hope that everybody's doing good. I'm doing all right. I can't complain. I'm a little tired, but I ate a lot of candy this afternoon because that's like one of the few perks of being an adult. There's not a lot of perks, man. When you're little, you kind of think that there's all these perks. But come to find out that there's not. And so you just need to eat candy. I'm eating my way into diabetes. So that's what I'm trying to do. And so anyway, there's that. I thought in the opening today I would tell you about something that I read about. And it's about a Supreme Court case. I will be discussing a Supreme Court case with an educated mind. You will get to hear an educated mind discuss the Supreme Court case that I guess it just happened this week. And it was a blind guy, and he triumphed over Domino's Pizza. Right. So what happened? From the gist of it, I'm not going to act like I thoroughly, because I didn't even thoroughly read the article that I read. I just kind of went over it and was like, and then I was just, I'm just going to talk about it now. So, from what I've gathered, there was this blind guy and he was like, I want to order a pizza. And so he got on the internet and went to Domino's website. Well, Domino's website is not, I guess, handicap accessible. Like, it doesn't cater to blind people. And so his lawyer, which I kind of pictured as Saul Goodman type, they went all the way to the Supreme Court, and it said something about they didn't even let... I mean, I'm sure that Domino's has these big corporate lawyers, but it said something about not even letting the Domino's lawyers say their piece. And the guy won. And I don't know what happened, like what he won or something. Or if he's just like, I'm fighting for the cause. And they said, no, the people are over there. But, I mean, it was ridiculous to me. And hold on, before you get all offended. Like, it was ridiculous to me because, I mean, he couldn't maybe order the pizza he wanted. So, I was like, well, why wouldn't a telephone, be easier? You know what I mean? Wouldn't a telephone be easier for a blind guy? I mean, because it's not like your website could have Braille, right? Not to slam blind people, you know, because there's stuff that I can't do, but I shouldn't sue people because I can't do a certain thing because of a physical limitation that I might have. You know what I mean? Like, I can't win a gold medal in the Olympics. So, I can't sue the Olympics because I can't physically do something. You know what I mean? And that doesn't mean that... I mean, that's like something I guess you could train for. And, well, no, I could never... My body could never do Olympic-y things. But it just kind of seemed silly because I was like, now you had to call somebody and say, well, I'm going to sue Domino's and... If it's not handicap accessible, how do you know that you were even on Domino's website? And then you had to call somebody and say that you're suing Domino's. So why didn't you just get them to order you a pizza, man? You know, that's what I would do. I would just get the person to order me a pizza. But then I thought maybe none of that happened. Like maybe I'm just judging, you know, when I should not judge. Maybe... The guy was just trying to order a Supreme pizza, and he just ended up at the Supreme Court. He pushed the wrong button. That's all. He pushed the Supreme Court button on the Domino's website instead of the Supreme Pizza one. Oh man, I know I'm a terrible person. You don't even have to tell me. But anyway, like, I want to talk about today. I want to talk about this movie that I watched this weekend. And I've seen it, but it's been like maybe 10 years ago. It's called The Foot Fist Way with Danny McBride. And it's hilarious. It's his first movie. It was an independent film. And he is a Taekwondo instructor in a Taekwondo studio. I want to say it's in North Carolina. I'm not really sure, but it is hilarious. And the thing about that movie to me that's special is when I was younger, I used to take Taekwondo, right? And like a lot of the stuff that they say in Korean, and well, like they bow to the flag and bow to each other and say all this stuff, and it's just hilarious. Like it's just funny to watch because I took some years of Taekwondo when I was a teenager, and something that made me laugh was all the different characters and the different groups in the class. It was exactly like it is taking martial arts. You have the guy that goes way too hard and it's all about like overpowering, you know, the other person, like the guy that's like really intense. And then there's like the kid that's not really confident. You know what I mean? Like the kid that's kind of withdrawn and quiet and not really confident. Maybe his parents put him in martial arts to give him some confidence. And then, you know, like, you see the older people in there, right? And I was just laughing because I knew all these different groups of people when I took martial arts, when I took Taekwondo. And it was just funny to watch, right? And I started thinking about it because I hadn't really thought about my time taking Taekwondo until I watched that movie again. And I just started thinking about all the people that I met and hung out with. I even hung out with some of them. I mean, there were homicide detectives that were in the class that I was in. There was two homicide detectives. And I think it was a man and a lady. And I think that they just took it, from what I could gather, it was kind of a outlet for them, you know, because they worked in a big city in a highly stressful job. And, it was kind of like an outlet, kind of meant not blow off steam. That might not be right. But then there was me, you know, I was up in the middle of all this. And I was thinking, like, there was this one old man that took, right? And he was a old sailor. Like, he used to be in the Navy, right? And he couldn't kick very high. He could kick like barely, right? And Taekwondo's like mostly kicking, right? And it was like a legit dojo. Like it was a grandmaster Korean guy that was it was like his dojo. And but this old man, he couldn't kick very high. And I remember him, and he was a sailor, and he had all these tattoos on his arms, like his forearms. You know, when I saw his forearms, like if he wore a t-shirt, he was a black belt, but if he had a t-shirt on, I saw all these tattoos. And I was thinking about it this week, and I was like, that old man had tattoos when it wasn't cool to have tattoos. Like everybody, it's like trendy to get tattoos now. You know, it's hipster. It's a hipster thing to do. Everybody gets tattoos. Everybody's, you know, like, oh, my tattoos tell a story. And, you know, I just, the art and all that, you know, it's kind of a cool thing to do now. You know, but this guy had like crap tattoos. They look like crap. And he was just like a man's man, used to be in the Navy, you know, and I was thinking about his tattoos this week, you know, and everybody's tattoos, you know, you'll ask somebody about their tattoo and they're like, I had just lost, you know, my aunt and we were really close. So I got this cherubim on my neck. You know what I mean? Or, you know, this guy got drunk and got the Chinese symbol for Limp Bizkit back in the day. But this old man, he just had all like anchors, and he had like a topless hula dancer on his arm. And I'm like, man, you know, what's that mean? You know, because this was before I had any tattoos, and it's just like, I like breasts, you know, and it's just like, well, fair enough, you know, and it's just kind of a generational thing that it's like not, those kind of people just aren't around anymore, or they're not as common, you know, with the younger generation, people like that aren't, it's kind of like what you see is what you get. And I'm not going to try to be all, you know, who am I trying to impress, you know? And I kind of feel like that's kind of a man's man. That's like, you're not out to impress anybody, you know? And you're not, you didn't get tattoos based on how you felt, you know, anything to do with feelings. You were probably docked somewhere when you were in the Navy, and you and all your sailor buddies were probably just drinking, and you got crappy tattoos somewhere, you know? And so I was laughing, just thinking about my experience taking martial arts. It was a lot of fun when I was younger. You know, I quit. Maybe I'll go back someday. I don't know. It's not really high up on my priority list of things to do. But I just got involved in other things as a teenager, and I guess I just kind of lost interest, you know. I don't know, but seeing that this week kind of brought back a lot of memories for me, so that was fun. Something else that I've been thinking about going into this fall season, where everyone's talking about pumpkin spice, all this. If pumpkin spice is that good, why can't you just drink pumpkins? Like, if I like pumpkin pie that much, I would just eat pumpkin pie all the year round, you know? Like, I wish they sold eggnog all year round, because I love eggnog. If they sold eggnog year round, I would probably be a fat guy and not live as long if they sold eggnog. So maybe it's good that they don't sell eggnog year round. But anyway, something I was thinking about was, instead of Halloween, I grew up in a pastor's house, and I've talked about that before on previous podcasts, and there was no Halloween. There was no Halloween in my house because Halloween was evil, and there was Fall Festival. Happy Fall. See, a lot of churches don't even have Happy Halloween. Some of them do, but a lot of churches have fall festivals, and looking back at it, it's just a way to still let church kids trick or treat, you know, but you just can't call it Halloween. And sometimes you couldn't, like, you weren't allowed to dress up as cool stuff. You had to be lame stuff, you know, and you know, you go and trick or treat around the church and carve the apostle pumpkin. That's not true. I just made that up. I should not give fall festivals a bad name. I mean, I have a grudge a little bit, you know, because I didn't get a trick or treat when I was young, and I didn't get to be a zombie or anything like that. But that's cool, because, you know, it was the little loophole. You know what I mean? It was the loophole, and it's better than nothing. You know, it's better than nothing. It could be worse. I could be like the kid in some kind of cult where all kind of weird stuff's going on, or like an Amish kid. I bet Amish kids don't get a trick or treat at all. You know what I mean? Like, even if they did, where they go, they'd walk around and people be dropping potatoes into their bags and, you know, pieces of bread. But here's a curd. Hand the cheese curds out to the children. But anyway, I thought it was always kind of ridiculous, because I mean, if you look at the history of Halloween, the origins of it are kind of weird, man. They just are, you know. And I'm not going to talk about them with any authority on my podcast because, I mean, I'm just not, because I don't remember everything that I need to remember to do that. But, I mean, it was kind of sketch, but now it's just kids going around and getting candy and dressing up. And there's no harm in that. That's like, I was thinking about it, and I was like, that's like a serial killer, you know, being like, I'm crazy about cheeseburgers, you know, and you know, when they go to trial, you know, the serial killer, imagine like, I don't know, what's a serial killer? The Son of Sam. What's his name? The Son of Sam. The Son of Sam. Berkowitz. Is that his name? Berkowitz? Imagine if he went to trial and he was like, the news cameras were there and he's going into the courtroom saying, I love cheeseburgers. I mean, would you just say, well, cheeseburgers are evil? You know, cheeseburgers are delicious, just like candy's delicious. So trick-or-treating is okay. But I just think, I mean, it's just funny to me. I was thinking about it. A lot of you might not get that, especially if you didn't grow up in the kind of environment that I grew up in, you know, under the steeple. And what's up with steeples? What about that? What is even up with steeples? You know how churches have steeples? Like, the steeples are like the big towers that are on top of churches, like the big, I don't know how to describe it. Some churches have bell towers and some churches have like steeples, and it's weird because it looks like a dunce cap that's on a building is what it looks like. And I was thinking about, why do churches even have dunce caps on, you know, like why they have the dunce cap? Do people not know? Is it a problem that people just don't know that it's a church? You know, if you didn't have that on there, which I don't think all churches have them, but a lot of them do, and a lot of like traditional ones do. And I was like, why did they start doing this? That's like a problem with people just wandering in when you're in there, you know, doing the and then people just wander in off the street and be like, I thought this was a grocery store, you know. Was that a problem? Or did people just come in and be like, I thought this was an urgent care center. I have planter's warts. What is a planter wart? What's the difference between a planter wart and a regular wart? What even is it? Let's Google that real quick. So, because this podcast is a huge waste of time for you, so I want you to at least get a little bit of knowledge. Planter's warts. Man, wart's a nasty word. I don't even like saying warts. It's just a nasty word. Planter wart. Hard, grainy growths that appear on the heels or balls of the feet. Planter warts are caused by the human papillomavirus, HPV. Wouldn't it just be easier to say HPV? You can get it by skin-to-skin contact, handshakes or hugs, by touching contaminated surface, blanket, or doorknob. Contaminated with warts. I wonder how big, like, the biggest wart is. Big warts. Let's look up big warts. I bet you haven't listened to a podcast this week. Look, they have big warts. It just pulls up on, like it says, big warts on face, big warts on feet, big warts on dogs, big warts on deer, big warts removal, big warts on hands, big warts on fingers, big warts on body. I feel like I just read Dr. Seuss book. What is the biggest wart ever? Oh my goodness. Oh man, there's this wart on this guy's head and it's huge. Ah, I can't unsee that. Oh, please don't look that up. Please don't look that up. I saw it for the both of us. Oh man, I wish that I didn't just see what I saw. I didn't know warts could get that big. But if somebody just wandered into a church with a wart on the side of their head and they're like, I thought this was urgent care. I was going to have this wart that's on the side of my head removed. But since y'all don't have nothing, no steeple, you know, I just came in here. And then for the rest of your life, you would be like, you remember that warty guy that came into church that time? And it was just weird. Yeah. So, yeah. So there's that. But I mean, I don't hold any grudge. I like Halloween. Halloween's cool, but it doesn't have that sentimental, you know, stuff that's like sentimental to your childhood. The thing that's sentimental about Halloween is is that I didn't get to do it. So let's go back and have all those memories again. No, but I mean, I don't have a problem. I really don't. I'm not slamming anybody, and I think everybody should. You know, you should do the best that you can as an adult. It's hard. It's a hard job to be parents, and you know, you should do what you think's right. And so that's my disclaimer for my bitterness. But anyway, there's something else, and I might have talked about it on the podcast before, but it was something that I thought about this week that I found. I just remembered it, and I was like, man, did I ever talk about that on the podcast? And it was about a nuclear bomb that accidentally got dropped in South Carolina, right? And yeah, it was something that happened. And if I would have done any preparation going into my podcast, maybe I should like start doing that. But this, I think it was the Air Force, and they were transporting it was an atomic bomb. That's what it was, and it was an atomic bomb. And here's what it is. I'm reading this online. It was in rural Mars Bluff, South Carolina. An atomic bomb, March 11th, 1958. It created the only tourist accessible site in the U.S. accidentally cratered by a nuclear weapon. The bomb was a 26 kiloton Mark VI, a more powerful version of the Fat Man, dropped at Nagasaki. Yeah, so what happened was they were transporting it, and they accidentally dropped it, right? And I was thinking about the guy that accidentally did that. What would that be like? Because we all go through things in our life that give us that little feeling of panic. And I was just thinking about how that would feel to accidentally drop a nuclear bomb. You know what I mean? Like, there went your hopes and dreams for moving on up in the ranks, buddy. You know, and you really couldn't make any excuse, you know? Like, you couldn't make any excuse for that happening. And that's a real thing. And a lot of people, like, I didn't know about it until, like, a couple years ago. And I don't think that a lot of people know about that. I don't think that that's something that we brag about. But, yeah, it's just like, can you imagine, like, the blood leaving your face if that, like, the bottom of the plane opens and you just see this atomic bomb just drop out, you know? I just thought that was funny. Maybe you don't think that's funny, but that's okay. That's your prerogative. You don't have to think it's funny, but it is. All right, people, this is, like, for this week, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of tired today. I'm kind of tired. This is, like, the time that I have to do the podcast, so I'm trying. I stopped to get a drink, but I got one of those grape-flavored waters, because I'm trying to drink more water, but it's hard to drink more water, you know? It's hard, but I really need to drink a lot more water, you know? But anyway, I didn't get anything with caffeine, so I'm kind of dragging around, man. So if you want to check out at this part of the podcast, you can, because I'm going to do something that I think is fun. And I've done it for the last, like, 5 shows that I've done, is I get onto my favorite, I guess a social media kind of app, Whisper. And so I just read the whispers, and they just entertain me, because these, like, 90% of what people put on Whisper, more than that, 99% of this is stuff that people know, they don't need to say it. And so it really makes me happy, you know, that people put all this stuff, you know, on Whisper. So I'll read them and I'll tell you what I think. Okay, is it a deal? All right, let's see what's nearby. Let me click on nearby and see what all of these people in their vast wisdom have to say today. All right, come on. See, I have an old iPhone. I think they're slowing them down. I think they're slowing the old iPhones down because the new 11 came out. And so they just want everybody to get that. And so I really do believe that they don't keep these updated. All right, here's the first one. I just had such a proud mom moment. My oldest son just got hired for her very first job at Burger King today. Shoot for the stars, man. Let's see. All right. Let's see. I called out of work today because I just did not want to deal with people. I feel like that sometimes, but I suck it up and go to work. I'm a man. No, I'm just kidding. No, I really am a man, but I can't afford just not to go to work. I got to go to work. Some of us have to go to work. Why isn't this working? Stupid iPhone. Man, it ain't even working. It's not even working. Oh, well. Oh, well, that blew that whole segment. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Oh, man. Well, we tried, people. So, anyways, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast today. Man, it just went off the rails at the end. I'm sorry. I'll do better. I'll make it up to you next week. I promise. Thank you to everybody that listens to my podcast. Thank you for supporting me and listening to me and just ramble and have fun on here. And I hope that everybody has a good week. And if you want to email me and tell me what a train wreck today's show was, you can do that. GlennThinkStuff@yahoo.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter. And I will talk to you guys next week. Peace.